Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. It is 9:05 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we have our new friend, Carol, here with us. Carol is from Young Living Essential Oils. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. We appreciate the time. How are you doing this morning?
I am excited to be here.
Yeah, cool. We're really glad that you joined us, Carol, especially that you could make it in. Hopefully the weather wasn't too bad on you. Yeah, yeah. Carol, I want to get into a couple of things with you, if you don't mind. And I do want to mention that Carol and our friends at Young Living Essential Oils are new chamber members. And you can find out more about them going to the chamber's website. And we're going to give you some other places you can go to find out more about them. But before we dive too deep, can I ask what made you decide to join Young Living Essential Oils, Carol?
It was the year of 2010. It was an emotional year for me. Both my mother and my best friend were very sick at the same time. I purchased the Everyday Essential Oil Collection, which Young Living still offers today. I was given these essential oils to rub on my mother's feet in amazement of three separate visits. My mother went from laying in bed to wanting to sit in her wheelchair. I asked myself, what are these oils? Shortly after that, I ordered my own collection. Same as my mother, I had very little time with my best friend. She requested frankincense. I put a couple drops in my hand and put over her heart. The grieving process was very difficult for me, but the Everyday Oil Collection helped me so much by dropping any of the oils from the collection onto my hand and deeply breathing in. It was very calming to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Carol, first off, thank you for sharing that. I really appreciate it. I think it hits home for a lot of us, and I think especially with the topic that we're talking about today with these essential oils and everything, it's very fitting. It ties right into things. It's also, and I don't mean this in any, like, to make light of anything by any means, but I'm a big believer in silver linings and finding them in life. And it sounds like through that loss, you were able to find some strong silver lining, something that a passion, if you will, for yourself. And I also really, I think that another great reason you gave us that description and that breakdown there of what brought you to this world is you're not alone. I think a lot of people get brought into the essential oils world from things like that, whether they're personal aches and pains. But so many stories I know start with my significant other, my best friend,
caring for a loved one, my
mom and dad, or somebody like that. That's where that starts. So I really appreciate you sharing it, but I also think it's very poignant. It does add to the conversation. And there's a reason why these things, why they're so popular, why they are one of the more higher growing businesses in the world when it comes to essential oils, and has been for, I want to say, 18 years, these numbers have been going up. Mm-hmm. We talk a lot more about mental health nowadays. We talk a lot more about options when it comes to your health care, when it comes to health in general.
Holistic options.
Yeah, yeah. And we're getting better and better of a society of being like, here's your options, mm-hmm. instead of just the doctor or somebody just telling you, do this. It's more, these are your options. These are the things you can try. Essential oils are a gift when it comes to that, because there's just they are such a one-stop shop. Every one of them has so many different benefits to them or things that they can add to. But I'm talking a lot about essential oils. Let's talk about what they are, actually, from somebody who knows what they're talking about. Carol, what are essential oils?
Essential oils are the volatile liquids extracted from flowers, seeds, leaves, stems, bark, roots, of herbs, bushes, shrubs, trees, through the distillation process, which is very much similar to the blood of the human body.
Mm-hmm.
There are over 188 references to essential oils in the Bible.
That's wild. Wow. I remember, like, seeing that, hearing that, reading that kind of thing. I don't think I never heard that number before. That's really interesting. And it, mm-hmm. again, speaks to how long we've been using these things. It's kind of funny how some people look at essential oils and some of this stuff as new or new wave or something like that. Not really. No, it's been around a long time. Been being used a long time. So, Carol, let's get into what brings you here today.
Young Living Essential Oils has their yearly Black Friday sale starting Monday, November 21 through Sunday, November 27. Cyber Monday is November 28, which is the Monday after Thanksgiving. Mm. With even more savings, with an order that reaches the minimum of 100 PV of personal volume.
Nice. Okay. It does seem like it's one of those products. I don't want to say you have to buy in bulk, but buying in bulk can definitely help. You know, the more you use it, the more options you have to try from these things.
Well, and there's just so many to choose from.
Yeah.
It's not hard to get them that much.
No. How can anyone benefit using Young Living Essential Oils, Carol?
It takes a pure quality essential oil to get the results. Young Living customers put their full trust in the quality of essential oils. Examples such as my husband with his many handyman tasks he does around the house, cuts his hands and his body aches from doing a project for too long. Our dog, when she gets excited, she gobbles down her food too fast. She gets a drop of essential oils. Digize is one of them, rubbed on her belly.
Okay.
Our chickens, they get a drop of Young Living's Oregano Vitality in their drinking water during the winter months for their immune system.
Oh. Mm.
We have a saying in Young Living, we have an oil for that. A company that is for anyone, even with the tiniest interest in health and wellness.
Hmm. Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's a good line.
We have an oil for
that's
that.
That's a great line. That's a good one. That's great. What makes Young Living Essential Oils different from other companies?
Family owned, going on 29 years, a company with integrity. Young Living has relationships with at least 40 countries. Mm. The D. Gary Young, Young Living Foundation, since 2019, linked arms with 89 nonprofit organizations and positively changed lives of over 220,000 people. And just one way we do that is rounding our orders up to the nearest dollar amount. Mm. Young Living is all about the seed to seal process, selecting seeds that will produce plants with optimal levels of desirable compounds, sustainable agriculture, expertise of rigorous standards that are met with our owned farms and carefully monitored partner farms, the distilling process. Gary Young studied over 9 years in France.
Wow. Mm.
Testing each batch of essential oil at least 20 times. If it doesn't meet quality and purity, we don't offer it, but other companies will sell it to their customers.
Mm.
Sealing and inspecting each bottle in our state-of-the-art facilities before shipping product worldwide.
Mm.
That's some good stuff right there. That now, especially when it comes to something like this, because there are your I don't want to say your generic companies or anything like that, but bigger conglomerates starting to get into this world a little bit that don't do the due diligence of that. And that's one of the things you get when you're looking at a local product or a local business.
Mm-hmm. Or that's backed up with all of these the things that they do to make sure their product is ready for market and the purest quality that you can find for, because when you're putting something in your body, you want to know that it's pure.
Mm-hmm. So finally, Carol, how can the listeners take advantage of Black Friday and Cyber Monday and these deals?
Anyone listening can call or text me a text message. My cell phone number is 715-213-6915. I can explain each item on sale and my personal use. I can help with the ordering process. I also have a website that shoppers can go to and order any selection that they would like. And my website is myyl.com/Carol Endries. Endries is spelled E-N-D-R-I-E-S. For the respect of my Young Living family, please reach out to the person who introduced you to Young Living. For our listeners hearing about Young Living for the first time or maybe lost contact with the person who introduced, I will be honored to assist you, and thank you, everyone, for your time.
Mm. We really appreciate you and your time, Carol, and what you've brought to the community, you and your staff. I want to recommend that website one more time. It's where I got to do a lot of the homework for this conversation, and it is a fantastic website. It is really well done. Again, that's myyl.com. That you can go right there. Took me right there, Carol, found out all this great stuff about you guys. I also want to recommend it because there's a MyYL makes it easy for your Young Living customers to shop, connect, and become brand partners. There's a great little start now thing there, too, and stuff. So a lot of that stuff that you don't see in a lot of websites, especially, like, you know, to be honest with you, ones like this, a local or anything, like, it's a really well-run site.
Mm-hmm. And it's great that you give the shout-out to, you know, whoever introduced you to Young Living.
Yeah.
To go through them. That must be something promoted by the company?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. So, Carol, before you go, one more time, if people want to find out more about these products or just in general about Young Living or just have questions for you guys, how can they find those out? Should we just send them to the website? Is there a phone number they should call?
They can call me direct.
Okay.
And again, that phone number is 715-213-6915.
Encourage you to do that.
Be happy to talk to anybody out there who has questions.
Really wonderful. Appreciate the time today, Carol. Really good to meet you. Thanks for being in with us.
And you smell delicious.
That is really good.
You really do. I can tell that you obviously use essential oils.
Every day.
You use right your on. Product. You sell your product. You stand behind it. That's amazing.
We appreciate the time and appreciate what you're doing in the community. Encourage people to buy local, support local, and visit Carol and the gang over there at Young Living Essential Oils. Appreciate the time, Carol.
Thank you so very much.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun here on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James, here. I'm joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
We hope you're having a good day out there. A big shout out to Carol and her friends at Young Living Essential Oils. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, she had a lot of good information for us. And oils themselves are fascinating.
Yeah, yeah.
And to be able to talk with somebody that knows their stuff and can recommend something for you for whatever particular ailment or situation you're dealing with, that is a really, really awesome benefit to have.
Yeah. I think it's one of those topics that the more we get a chance to talk about and hopefully take away any stigmas or anything like that involved with it, more people will use them because there aren't many things nowadays. I mean, we have all seen the commercials 1,000 times. Hey, take this product to help you with this. Side effects may include death. Wait, but did they say death? Your legs may fall off. Like, well, what?
If you're suffering from headaches, please try this product. Side effects may include headaches. Like, what?
I don't want
to. That's the opposite of what I'm trying to fix.
And that's always I'll never forget the restless leg syndrome commercial. Yeah. I kid you not, in this commercial, they said your leg may fall off. Like, what is going on? Why? How did this ever get sent out to the masses here? And I rewound it to listen to it again because I couldn't believe it.
Well, but and you know, plants have been around for as long as humans. Longer, actually, some might theorize or argue. And that's where a lot of our medicines come from.
Yes.
So I think it's a natural thing to try the natural methods of trying to solve some of our issues.
Stephen and Katrina over at Family Natural Foods really helped me with this world and understanding it much better and giving it a shot. And I'm so thankful I have. Not only did it help me stop smoking, but it's been very beneficial to other family members of mine with their aches and pains and different things.
Well, I love essential oils. We use them daily.
Yeah. But I've talked to others about this, especially like friends of mine and stuff, and recommended these for arthritis or that. And I'm not into that hippy-dippy stuff. Like, first up, it's not hippy-dippy, man. Actually, it was around a lot longer before hippies were or anything
way
like that.
Way before the 70s.
This is actually really, it's one of the most oldest, old-school medicine that you can think of. And that was a good line. I don't want to skate over that line. That was funny what you just said there. That was funny. So we get into a little bit of entertainment news now. And a few weeks ago, Christine Applegate showed her collection of walking sticks. It was kind of funny on social media and everything. Well, we finally got to see which stick she picked for her first public appearance since being diagnosed with MS because she got her star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. Should have gotten this a long time ago. She went with the clear one with a black ribbon candy cane stripe and a black wrist chain.
Yeah, I saw that picture. It was really cute.
She looks great. There were speeches from her marriage Married with Children co-stars Kathy Siegel, David Faustino, and Dead to Me co-stars Linda Carandini and Liz Felderman. And Katie stayed with Christina at the podium during her speech for support, which was just kind of beautiful to see. If I had to pick a TV mom, it would be Katie Siegel. and it's so cool to see how that relationship has stayed so strong over the years. And she still looks at her similar to a mom and everything.
That's awesome.
Christina thanked everyone and joked about her physical condition. Quote, oh, by the way, I have a disease. Did you not notice? I'm not even wearing shoes. You're not supposed to laugh at that. They're all laughing, of course, because that's what she's doing, was being funny.
Right.
Just one of my favorite human beings, just not even just actresses, just human beings, the way she has handled her career. I can't imagine what it's like to be going through puberty and going through all these different things, and you're a sex symbol on one of the biggest shows in the world at the time, with Married with Children and everything. Mm-hmm. And she had to play dumb so often when she is one of the most intelligent people there is in entertainment.
Yeah.
Period. Like, she's incredibly smart. And I've said this before about playing dumb. Whether we're talking about Woody Harrelson or her, or anybody who's played characters like this, they're smart people. It takes a very talented actor to make that look believable. It seems silly, I know, but I've seen others try and they fail horribly at it. It actually is quite a skill to be able to play that kind of role.
That's a challenge.
She did it really well, and it did not, like, unfortunately, like it does with so many actors, even Woody Harrelson at one point in his career, you get typecast.
Yeah.
And to fight against that, not only that you're not just a sex symbol, you're not just a dumb, ditzy blonde, but you actually have quite a brain on you, and I'd like to play some roles that show that.
And some depth of character and some depth of being able to do different emotions and personas.
She's gotten a couple of roles here and there, and she's certainly been able to keep a good living as an actor, but I don't think that she ever got the opportunity that she deserved to get to play a real role like that or something. I know she auditioned for some. I was actually at an audition way back that she was at. I didn't see her or anything, but she was one of the people in this play that was up for a role and everything. So I know she auditioned for serious parts and just never got them. And unfortunately, with the MS and everything, I don't know how many opportunities she'll get going forward. I'll tell you this, if I was directing something, I'd cast her. I'd cast her in anything. I think she's fantastic. And I'm very happy to see not only the way that she's embracing this, but embracing her role in society with this. And so many people, our image is, every actor, they're tied to their image. I don't care what anybody says, what any actor tells you, what actor you're thinking of. Carol O'Connor was tied to his image. Kathy Bates is tied to her image.
Right.
It's just the nature of the beast. It's what we do. When you take some of that away, we oftentimes see actors pull away from society. Pull away from acting and that kind of thing. And that's to each their own. That's their business.
Right.
I personally hope that if I'm ever in that position, that I do something similar to what Christina has done, to what Michael J. Fox has done.
Yeah, call attention to...
This is me.
Right.
This is me. You're going to see me. You're going to see this disease and see what... As actors, we're promoters of billions of things, whether we want a beer or not. Somebody sees you in a movie drinking a beer, they're going to promote you with beer. They're going to associate you with beer, that kind of thing. There's tons of this in history. Why not have this be it's something too? Why not take that side of it? We shouldn't have to go away just because we don't look quote-unquote pretty or quote-unquote how society wants us to look. I mean, we're rebels. All actors are rebels. This is part of that.
Pushing the boundaries.
Good honor.
Yeah.
You know, good honor with that. And
congratulations for getting the star.
Big congratulations about it. Although, again, should have happened like 10 years ago.
Well, you know, it's Hollywood.
Melissa, I know you're not all that delve into pop culture and all that stuff, which I admire and I think is a good thing. but do you know the movie A Christmas Story?
Of course.
I thought so. Just didn't want to assume or anything.
Yeah.
So that house is hit the market.
What?
Yeah, it's hit the market.
For sale?
Yes. The listing includes a museum, gift shop, and parking lots that total to 1.3 acres.
Wow.
The house from A Christmas Story went up for sale yesterday morning in Cleveland. The price isn't disclosed, but the entire property covers, again, 1.3 acres.
Wow.
Yeah, and includes all this stuff. You got a museum there, the props, costumes from the movie, a gift shop, parking lots, and empty lots to expand. Hmm. The current owner says, quote, looking for the right buyer, it's an interesting property to not only own, but you also have to take care of as right. a piece of Americana.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting journey.
Mm-hmm. That's iconic. I mean, everybody has seen that. Well, not everybody. Obviously, but
you're right. You're pretty close, though.
But yeah, no. You shoot your eye out, kid.
Nice. I only question because it is a bit of an older movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny to me how many people know these movies, know that line you just said, and they're people that weren't,
Fragile.
You know, the movie is older than some of the people that love the movie now.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten like another life with every generation. And
yeah. I mean, the leg lamp has become like a keychain.
Yeah. Yes.
You see it everywhere.
Not that lamp. Oh, his reaction to that lamp. And then I said a word.
I've won a major award.
My favorite part always will be as a kid, I like a lot of people, when the little kid gets his tongue stuck to the pole and everything, that's hilarious and all. What's funny to me about that scene is not. It's when he's walking back into the classroom and none of the kids will make eye contact with him. That's such a little kid thing. Yeah. It's such a little kid thing. Somebody gets in trouble and you run home and nobody's there to help you or anything like that. I was that kid. I know what that's like. I didn't stick my tongue on anything, but man, I was that kid. But I think my favorite scene as an adult, when I look back on, is when they're changing the tire. And he swears.
Yeah.
Man,
the things go flying in slow motion.
Oh, and I swear, and the first time you swear in front of your parent. And the nightmare that is. That's one of those. That's such a relatable thing.
And then he has to sit there with a bar of soap in his mouth.
Right. Here's an interesting one. And for some, this might be a that ain't right story. We're just going to put it in our entertainment section. Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield are teaming up to sell holy ears. Cannabis-infused edibles shaped like bitten ears.
Bitten ears.
Obviously, this is a reference to the 1997 fight where Tyson bit a chunk of Evander's ear out.
Oh, then sorry, I didn't know that.
They made peace about that years later, and now they're business partners. Like, what the what? Like,
but I mean, who else could do that but those two?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And Mike Tyson has had a second career, really, in promoting CBD and different ways that cannabis can be beneficial health-wise. Mm-hmm. Not talking about recreational use, talking about healthy use it has.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that other athletes, like a lot of football players, a lot of hot boxers and hockey players, use these products instead of using painkillers or opioids.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only a healthier thing to use, but has anybody, what's the last numbers of people that have overdosed on this? Anybody got those numbers? I can look them up for you real quick. 0% of people have overdosed or done too much of these things. The worst thing that happens is you put on a little weight because you're eating too many snacks. Like, there's no. Whereas opioids, we don't have enough time in the show to talk about all the side effects pills have and everything and how quickly. Like, it's gotten a little better about it. But I think because the opioid pandemic opioid problem slowed down a little bit, people kind of like turn their back on it and like, okay, well, let's focus on fentanyl now and that. And we should. It's deadly. It's evil. But don't lose sight of the ball here.
There's a lot of issues.
You still got a lot of doctors out there that cannot wait to prescribe you some kind of painkiller because it's going to help them with that pharmaceutical company getting more money or something like that. So, part of the reason we like talking about options when it comes to our healthcare and everything is because of this.
Mm-hmm.
They did it to themselves. They did this to themselves with the industry.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about doing illegal things, obviously. I'm not promoting, obviously, any of that stuff. Please don't get me in trouble with Sheriff Becker. But when it comes to things that are legal, athletes shouldn't be the only ones benefiting from these things. Our everyday people should be able to. Moms and dads and people work in factories and farmers and all that.
Yeah.
These are such a healthy alternative. And it may not work for everybody, but if it works for you, it's a heck of a lot better than taking two pills a day or whatever or more than that and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
With the side effects being God knows what.
Right.
Whereas with this side effect, you get the munchies. No, I'm joking. I'm just kidding. You don't really, but that might be the side effect. I want to wrap up our entertainment and get to our news. Before I do that, just real quickly, did want to remind everybody one more time that this is the week for all the ways to say I love you.
What?
Yes. I just wanted to remind you, Melissa, that you are going to be working later in the week. Yeah. Melissa's one-woman show taking place at the Studio Theater. This is a WRCT Director's Showcase one-act play in the Studio Theater. These tend to be a little more edgier than traditional main stage theater productions, so keep in mind, might have adult language and content.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, come enjoy, and let's give Melissa a great crowd. Let's give her a good show.
I'm not nervous. You're nervous.
And I'm glad you're nervous, because that means you care and you're engaged. And you're going to...
James, I'm terrified.
You're going to do great. You're going to be amazing.
Well, thanks.
Friday, I'm going to be in that audience.
All right.
And I know others will be as well. You're going to have support, friends, and you are going to have a great time. You're going to really enjoy this. I almost promise you, and you know I don't say that word lightly.
Mm.
Come Sunday, when you're done with the, you're going to feel so dang good from this.
Take a breath. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's a lot of words.
But every day I know that you're feeling a little bit better, a little more stronger about it, and we cannot wait to see this show. It'll be this Friday and Saturday,
yes.
7 o'clock showtime.
Two opportunities.
If you've never been to the Studio Theater, no worries. You go to the theater like you normally would, and right to your left, as soon as you walk into the Centralia Center, that's where the Studio Theater will be.
Yes. You still get your tickets at the box office like normal, but then the entrance is back there by the doors. The show is only about an hour long. So this isn't a huge time commitment. Mm. So that's something to keep in mind.
Yeah, actually, I didn't even think of that. Yeah,
there are concessions available. I believe there'll be popcorn, and then you have a few choices for adult beverages or sodas or water, whatever you like. I think it's a cozy space.
Yeah.
Like that studio theater is just cozy.
When I was teaching at Midstate, that's where I did my classes in that little studio theater. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed it so much. But there were times where I'm like, this is about them, not you, James. This is about, because that little stage, I want to perform on that. Uh-huh. It seems like a really fun, intimate, and unique opportunity.
It is fun.
Cannot wait. It's going to be fun.
I'm excited.
Good. Good to hear. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. Otherwise, you can get in the day of the shows.
Mm-hmm.
And again, spread the word about this show. Let's give Melissa a good crowd. But I do think you should get your tickets early if you can, because there's only so many seats.
Yes, there's only about 40 in there, I believe.
So get your tickets while you can, everybody. wrctheater.org. Buy local, support local, support the arts. All the ways to say I love you coming up this Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock at the Centralia Center. At the Studio Theater in the Centralia Center.
Yes, correct.
We'll take a break right here, get to Melissa's news. We'll come back with some That Ain't Right stuff, good stories of the day, plenty more coming up here on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Melissa and James here with you.
Mm-hmm.
10:40 on the clock. Hope you're having a great one out there, everybody.
9:40 on the clock.
9:40. Did I say 10:40?
You did. Stop looking at that clock. I'm just going to cover that up for you. There you go.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm covering it up right now. 9:40 on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
I know I mentioned I teased this story about does your family have its own dialect?
Mm.
I want to take our time with that one. So we're going to do that on Thursday.
Okay.
We're going to get to that one on Thursday when Seth and you and I get together and everything. We'll have fun with that one.
Yeah.
We got time for some That Ain't Right stories and some good stories of the day. And we also want to cover some local stuff as well. So getting to our first That Ain't Right story. this is different. This is a little bit different one.
Okay.
So we kind of did a story about a couple of stories already earlier this morning. We started the show with some animals breaking into a house and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some burglars break into homes and steal stuff all the time. Pricey jewelry, expensive electronics, and maybe attempt to crack a safe or something like that. Others have more modest aspirations. A 23-year-old man in California was arrested after police say he broke into an elderly woman's home and rummaged around before picking out a, quote, a small portable vacuum cleaner and running off with it. So he searched her whole apartment there and looked around and there's a lot of valuables she had. But this was the only thing he stole was a small portable vacuum
cleaner.
Police later found parts of the vacuum scattered outside. It's unclear why the thief dismembered the vacuum he'd just stolen, but it's possible he was after a signal attachment. So he didn't just break in there for the vacuum. He brought in there for like one of the little nozzles or something like that on there.
Yeah.
Because 2 hours later, the cops tracked the guy down, and he still had one of the attachments on him. It's unclear which one it was. He was hit with a felony burglary and a residential burglary and that kind of thing.
You know, dude, it would have just been cheaper to buy it online.
There's so many different things you could do in this situation.
How did he know that she had that particular model?
Yeah.
Like, was he casing the joint?
So
watching for vacuum use? I have so many questions, James.
Thieves do these kind of things because they're cowards, and it's one of the things that they do this kind of stuff. They will, like you said, they will. That was a very smart reaction by you, I think. They, you know, will ghost people. They will kind of like see your routine and that kind of thing.
It's called stalking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which I think that you could add that to a lot of these cases as mm-hmm. well. Tack that onto some of these along with burglary and that kind of stuff. But with that being said, like, there's that, and then there's this. This is way too specific for that. Like
a vacuum attachment?
I got to think that they knew each other at some way or another.
Like somehow.
How else would
he know that she had that? That's not something you, like, I mean, I guess you could take it outside to clean your car.
Oh, yeah, yeah, maybe, and you just happen to see it, I suppose.
Have it outside
the
house, yeah.
Maybe that. But
it's weird.
I mean, that's a lot of things to fall into place for this to have. And mm-hmm. Yeah. There's another part of this, too, and obviously crime is an immoral act, so it can't be perfected or done well. Mm-hmm. But you know, most criminals, we've all seen, you know, thief movies and things like mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to steal the Hope Diamond, but I don't want them to know that's what I went there for. So I'm going to take a bunch of things along with the Hope Diamond. Now, obviously, that's a big example. But
right.
Like, for this guy, like, if he didn't want to get caught for this particular thing, you would think you'd take the whole vacuum or at least or something like that.
Right. I mean, I suppose it's harder to walk down the street and not be suspicious if you're carrying a vacuum. As opposed to one part of it.
I can't help myself. I always think of this scenario, too. This guy's sitting in prison, in a locked up with some bad people, and this is what he's bringing to the table. This is what he's bringing to the conversation. Yeah, I did this. Yeah, I did this. Oh, really? Wow. Well, what about you, man? You know, next.
I plead the fifth.
Hey, everybody's got to share, man. What are you in here for? No, pass. Pass. I'd rather not say. It's just really too evil. I'm a bad guy. Don't want to mess with me. My stuff's too evil. What'd you do? I mean, no, that's not going to end well. We go to New York for this next story. A Tyrannosaurus Rex skull unearthed in South Dakota is expected to sell for $15 million or more at an auction in New York next month, officials with Sotheby's said Tuesday. The 200-pound skull fossil, nicknamed Maximus, is being sold December 9th by an owner who wishes to remain anonymous, the auction house said. The skull was evacuated in 2020 and 2021 in Harding County, South Dakota, where other T-Rex skeletons like Sue and Stan were found, according to Cassandra Hatton of Sotheby's, head of science and popular culture. She said the area, the world capital for T-Rexes.
Hmm.
Most of the rest of the T-Rex's remains were destroyed over time by erosion. But Sotheby's experts said the skull was a major find, reporting that when you think about it, more people can fit a skull in their home than people who could fit a full dinosaur.
Well, that makes sense.
That does make sense.
But I guess if you can buy something for, would you say, $25 million, you probably got the space to spare.
Well, $15 mil, so a little cheaper than 25. A little bit cheaper.
A little bit.
What do you think the odds that I can sell this to Mike and Sage as a prop for us to have at the radio station? What do you think, guys? Come on.
I'm just trying to figure out how that fits in with mornings with WFHR.
Okay, so maybe a bit of a reach. Maybe not. Then it doesn't it just fall right into our laps. But I mean, this is a pretty cool thing, Mel.
Well, it's pretty cool. Since when were you an avid paleontologist?
Sorry, I just got a message from Sage. He's just laughter. It's just him laughing. It's just him laughing and laughing and no, he did throw a no in there, but he did. He can't stop laughing. Okay, so that's not going to happen.
Okay. Your dreams of archaeology are just wrecked.
Got to try. You don't know until you try. That's funny you said that. Actually, as a little kid, have always thought, my whole life, really, I've thought this would be an awesome thing to do.
I think a lot of little kids think that, because I thought about it. Like, Egypt is fascinated me as a kid, and a lot of little kids I know are just enthralled with dinosaurs, because they're so cool.
I will say that ain't right part of this story to me is that this skull is probably going to go to a Bezos or a Musk or somebody like that. And I don't see those people appreciating these things very much. I don't see them doing that. Maybe I'm wrong, and I hope I am. But I darn sure don't see them sharing them with the public.
No, and then that warrants the question, too, of how does somebody own something like that?
Thank you.
The private owner who doesn't want to be disclosed, why?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you take it off of stolen land? Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm going into some fantastical.
No, I don't think that's a bad. If they didn't, then no harm, no foul. You know, then they've got I got paperwork. I have all this and this and this. I'm like, okay, well, we had to ask. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not I don't think that's a rude or an awkward or a bad or strange question. I think that's a fair question to ask. And why aren't they donating it to a museum? Mm-hmm. Why are they selling it? Do they need the money? Why do they need the money? Well, you know, I got a lot of questions. I'm with you on that. Uh-huh. So I don't know. I got to think that they unearthed, no pun intended, they discovered the Sotheby's. They're pretty good at what they do. And they've been around a long time. Mm-hmm. So I got to imagine that they dotted their I's, crossed their T's on this one. But still, the fact that it's not kind of, they're not giving that information makes you question, makes you
it
wonder.
It does. It does.
I do think that would be kind of cool to own, though. I will wholeheartedly admit. I wouldn't want to own something like that, even if I had the space for it. I'd want it in a museum, but right. I would be going to that museum and going out of my way to tell people, I donated that. Yeah. No, you didn't. Get out of here, Mr. Ego. Get out of here. I did.
Look, there's a plaque.
I'd also want to be able to come visit it. I definitely want to be able to do entrance. Yes.
You don't have to pay for entrance.
Oh, that'd be great, actually. Yeah, I love going to museums, actually. Mm-hmm. Okay, so all I got to do is discover a dinosaur skull.
Right, and
I
can make in your backyard.
Free entrance to a museum the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and get into some good stories of the day. Take us right to the top of the hour coming up on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio, 9:50 on the clock. Melissa and James here with you. Really fun show today, Mel. Mm-hmm. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it has.
We're going to get into some good stories of the day and have those take you right up to the top of the hour. The city of Atlanta just honored a guy named Coy Dumas Jr., who's been a bus driver for 50 years.
Wow.
He started in 1972 and just hit his 50th anniversary, so they paid tribute by plastering his picture across the city bus. Over the years, they've offered promotions and ways to climb the ladder, but he always says no. He loves his job and calls people the most valuable cargo you can imagine.
Aww.
He has driven over 2 million miles without causing an accident.
Wow. Wow.
That's an impressive human being right there.
That's awesome.
Especially nationally, not just locally here. We are running short on school bus drivers.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, some of the standards have had to take a back seat, have to take a notch down for this, where we should not be doing that.
Well, no, they're transporting the most precious cargo.
But we do need them, so it's one of these things. And that's why we encourage anybody, if you've got time to kill, if you've got a couple of hours free or something like that, and you make a good extra couple bucks here doing it,
yes.
too.
Yes.
Being a school bus driver can be very rewarding, and this gentleman can speak to that better than anybody.
Yes, indeed.
More state parks are adding all-terrain wheelchairs so people with disabilities can go for explore nature.
That's cool.
The Washington Post just did a big article on it. Encourage you to check that out. We've touched on this already in our good stories. There was a zoo or a park in Alabama that did this, and it's a really cool wheelchair that they built and everything. So more and more places are doing this.
Yeah.
Last year, a family in France moved 300 miles across the country, then their cat went missing.
Oh, no.
no.
But now they've been reunited 13 months later after she walked all the way back to their old home. Wonder where you guys are. You're late.
Well, she just wanted a year's vacation.
Someone found her nearby last month and posted photos on Facebook. She was covered in fleas and only weighed about 2 pounds. She had to stay with a vet for 3 more weeks to recover, but she's back home now and doing great.
Poor baby.
That is fascinating. Those stories just never get old to me. They always are amazing to me.
Yeah. Well, and so she went. She got lost, and instead of, she didn't know how to find her new home, so she found her old home.
Yeah, yeah, which is incredibly smart. Like, that's something you'd want your child to do, let alone an animal to do. It's very smart. A 14-year-old girl in San Diego named Liana Fan was recently named America's Top Young Scientist, and for good reason.
Oh, I think I read about her.
Yeah, I spent last night reading a lot about this. I did not know it was going to be in our good stories of the day, but yeah.
Is this the blue light?
Uh-huh. She won $25,000 grant for inventing headphones for kids that use blue light therapy to treat ear infections.
Hmm.
And how's this for a smart family? Her sister, Kara, won the same prize in 2019 for a new type of spray-on bandage that treats infections without using antibiotics.
Wow.
Yeah. How'd you like to be the third sibling? Like, I don't even know if there is a third one, but imagine being the youngest of all these. Like, I just like playing with toys. Like, I just want to be a kid. Shout out to both of them, Liana and Kara. Wow. Incredible people. These are the people that are changing the world. These are the
people.
Keep
it up, ladies.
Ear infections are one of the more nasty things kids got to deal with growing up. My brother had such a hard time with this. My sister had it a little bit, but I noticed her kids having it more. And my brother, I just felt so bad for him growing up with these. I think I might have dealt with them too, but I don't remember because my brother had it so bad.
I remember getting an ear infection, and my mother cured it with an onion.
Huh.
This is an old way of let's talk about plants and how they can help our, and it did work. She heated up an onion, and then I had to sit with it on my ear for I don't know how long, but let me tell you, my hair smelled like onions for a really long time.
I can't imagine.
It was gross.
Yeah.
But you know what? It fixed the ear infection. So.
There you go. There you go.
I don't know.
That is kind of funny, though. That is,
this sounds like a better method.
It does. I also like the idea of your mom just wanting to mess with you. Just wanted to, like, I know she didn't do that. She wasn't that type of person. But no. I do like the idea of a parent being like, let's try this. Let's see if it works. Huh. How do you like it? It worked. It actually worked.
It worked. And now you smell like onions.
Write that one down. Onion. All right. Some more good stories of the day. Last week, a guy in New Jersey posted a sad video of a Walmart worker named Nola, who's well past retirement age, but he can't afford to retire yet. So he started the GoFundMe page and surprised her after donating $110,000.
Wow.
She was surprised and grateful, but said she'd still have to work a little bit longer because she still owes so much money on her house. Mm-hmm. But then over the weekend, the GoFundMe passed that, it looks like she will likely be able to retire now.
Oh, that's a wonderful story.
The oldest person in America recently celebrated another birthday. Her name is Bessie Hendricks, and she lives in Lake City, Iowa. She is now 115 years old and still kicking strong.
Wow.
She's a lively person, too. I've seen an interview with her and stuff. And a lively person.
Mm-hmm.
A Chick-fil-A in Florida threw a party for a loyal customer's 104th birthday last week. They call him Mr. Steve. It's the 6th party they've thrown for him until a few years ago. He came in every morning and did it for more than 2 decades.
Wow. Loyal customer.
Yeah, and really smart and kind of cool on their part to do that.
That's sweet. Yeah.
Whether it's them or it's the people celebrating the oldest person in America, any of those stories are great. And we're one step closer to understanding autism. A study at Yale pinpointed the part of the brain that makes people with autism not want to make eye contact.
Hmm.
Brain scans showed less activity in the dorsal parietal cortex.
Okay.
Part of the cortex.
Okay.
That's, I mean, we're still mapping the brain in many ways. So some this stuff whether you care about autism or not, this is interesting. I would hope that you do care about autism. I would hope you care about that spectrum very much. We are discovering more and more people that you've known your whole life are on this spectrum, and they didn't even know. We're discovering more and more of those things. It is we're getting closer and closer to it being not just 6 degrees, but 4 to 3 degrees separation between you and somebody who has autism.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you talk about silver linings. That they made this discovery because of that is also, it's a contribution to us understanding ourselves as humans, our place in this world, and how we function, and how our brains work. Brains are very cool.
Yeah, they really are.
And terrible.
And frustrating. Frustrating. Why can I remember what I had for breakfast, but I can't remember the important information I need for this this conversation I'm going into or whatever?
Exactly. Like,
our brains mess with us, man. Mm-hmm. That's
and
what they're doing.
And they sabotage us, too.
Yes, they do.
It's not fair.
It's not right.
Really.
I go back to quote one of the greater quote people in history, one of the smarter minds in history, arguably, Homer Simpson, where, listen, brain, I don't like you and you don't like me, but we got to get through this.
We're in this together, whether you like it or not.
Every time it gets me. Just love the idea. We want to send a shout out to a friend, our friend Carol at Young Living Essential Oils for joining us today. That was a lot of fun.
Great to see her.
And learn more about the great stuff that they're doing over there. Big shout out to Quality Foods IGA. Keep on listening all week long for more opportunities to qualify on our Thanksgiving trivia.
Yeah, congratulations to Natalie, our winner today.
Mm-hmm. And one more time I want to put out there, our local Culver's is doing something really cool. They have a company-wide fundraiser to help support food pantries. For this week, every concrete mixer sold, they'll donate $1 to the food pantry. Our local Wisconsin Rapids Culver's is participating in the fundraiser on behalf of the Focus Food Pantry. Mm-hmm. Now until November 17th, get over there, get a concrete mixer, and put back into your community and help some people that need it.
In a fun, tasty way.
And be sure to be back here tomorrow, everybody. It is finally here, the United Way Radiothon. WFHR Radiothon going on tomorrow from 7 to 10:30 with our United Way. It's going to be a fun time.
Terry's going to be here.
Get ready to invest in your community and your United Way and have some fun while we do it and discover even more about the United Way. Going to be a good time tomorrow.
It'll be great.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. Melissa, have a great day.
You too, James.
We'll talk with you all soon and later right here. Be good to each other. It's WFHR, locally grown radio.